For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. College students get around campus by driving when they have to and walking when they can. Bicycles have their place, but haven't played a major role in campus transportation. But a bike sharing system recently initiated at Furman University in Greenville may change that. It's called dockless bike sharing, and it has advantages over previous bike rental systems, according to Dr. Weston Drips, director of Furman's Shy Center for Sustainability.
In the kind of current model that's pretty common across the United States, we have docking stations. But the inconvenience of that is you have to actually go to the docking station to pick up the bike, and then you have to find a station to actually return it to. So this allows students or users basically to grab and go where they find the nearest bike, they hop on the bike, and they can ride it to wherever they would like, and then they can hop off and leave the bike right there at their point of exit.
Student Jackson Farrell worked with the Spin company to help bring the system to campus. He explained how it works.
So you download the Spin app on your phone, and then you open it up, and you can see a map of where all the bikes are on campus. And you find one nearby, and then you press scan to start ride, and there's a QR code on the back of the bike that you scan. And then you hear the little click on the bike unlock, and then you just hop on and go. And then once you're done, you hit end trip on the app, and it ends it for you. Super easy.
The cost is low as well. Using the Spin bikes is 50 cents per half hour. Spin keeps up with the bikes using GPS technology, which is powered by another innovation, said Drips.
In the basket of each bicycle is a solar panel. And that solar panel, as the bike sits out in the open space, takes in the sun's energy and then uses that to help power both the GPS and the electric locking system that resides at the back of the bicycle. So they're completely kind of self-run and self-perpetuated.
The system has been wildly popular with students, recording about 4,500 rides the first 3 weeks it was on campus. Since its arrival, it's even entered the language of the students, Farrell said.
Since then, you know, you've started to hear it being used as a verb around campus, like, I'll just spin over there and to get from here to there. So it's great. I love seeing people go into class or, you know, coming to tailgates or football games. They'll ride from their apartment down to the tailgates. And so, yeah, it's definitely caught on really well.
Another thing Drips likes is that dockless biking cuts down on driving, using gasoline, and finding a place to park, since a bike can just be left where the student stops using it to be ridden later by someone else. The low cost and easy availability is good for all students, including international students who rarely have cars, Drips said.
This is a way to provide them an affordable, high-end, smart bicycle that's going to allow them to get from point A to point B, and they don't have to take on all of the usual hurdles of keeping up on the maintenance and making sure the chain doesn't get rusty and, you know, X, Y, and Z. And so it's going to fill a nice niche.
The bike sharing system not only saves time and money, but Farrell said it has helped with his studies.
It's super easy once you're on campus to get around without having to walk to wherever your car is. I love it. It makes it really easy. Main academic buildings, there's not parking right nearby. It is a bit of a walk. But for example, today, it allowed me to spend 5 more minutes in the library studying for my test later today and then get to bike here. It took me 3 minutes to get here, so I love it.
After the Spin system was introduced in the city of Seattle and the University of Washington, Furman was the first college campus not linked to a city system to use the high-tech bikes. But they're spreading quickly, so don't be surprised to see the bikes in Charlotte and other cities and campuses in the Southeast. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.